Okay. Okay.
Interesting stuff at the meeting.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, yep. I see that's fine, yeah.
Well, it's just something that he had mentioned in the previous, like just to sort of have a prototype together and sort of saying that, we could potentially do that.
Yeah, we
But it's
could.
not something
This could be just some a little just describe some screenshots or something.
Yeah, sure. Like the thing is, I was thinking even in the stuff that I was doing, just throw the screenshots in there and then talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, you can either have, and we can just ignore that bit, or you can have. Yeah, you can either have, yeah, it's a screenshot there and stuff. You can either have screenshots by the thing, each one, or have just a bunch of them in one section. Doesn't.
So yeah, it's just very general structure. I guess from this we can just pop in our little loads and
Yeah, I've written the topic segmentation one. That should be all right. Do we?
Anyone else wanna throw it together? Actually, I can probably still throw it together if you want. Put your cards into this one.
I think for Penny, they should do it.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. She's only gonna tell us we got it wrong anyways. I'm only joking. You can
do the final
perfect it and
I'll
then
just look at it because my official working hours are like from 12 o'clock to 3 o'clock or something. I don't know, your homework is not bad. You always make me feel bad because when I go to bed at like 1, you're still online.
Sleep, sleep, food, sleep. Sabotage it.
And I'll send it out to you again. I think one thing that we could probably skip totally is removing things from the body of time.
That's what I thought as well. I mean, do we are we really
Yeah.
actually gonna attempt that?
No.
Nah.
No, I think that's too big.
I think that's gonna be we don't even know how to approach that.
No.
It's a good thing to have to say we could what we could have done if we had more time. Good future work thing, isn't it? Sticking the conclusion. The final report. Should have we had more time, this is what we would have done.
That's right.
Yeah.
Unless we discover some sort of time warp thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
So maybe I mean we should definitely well we could probably not put it under this heading, but put it under changes since the initial investigation.
Yeah.
And say
We don't think there's enough time. Or we felt there were more important things to do with our time than to worry about.
And I think we should probably comment explicitly on the milestones here as well and say we managed to do meet these milestones.
Yeah, that's a good idea. I should have a section probably. Invest file on target or something. Well,
He doesn't have to know.
yeah.
So I've only got 6 days to do the topic segmentation as well. Jesus. Yeah. Speaking characterization. Jesus. Speaking characterization is supposed to be done already. Yeah, 2 days ago. Give me a week and I'll tell you the answer to Maybe the speaking characterization may get slimmer. Probably. We won't disappear it, yeah. Yeah, we won't make it disappear, but we might thin it down a bit. But we might not, you never know, we might have time, depends on how things pan out, really, yeah. The topic segmentation with Elsie Segan textiles basically done. It just needs to be done. You know what I mean? The co yeah, tuned, yeah. A search through the parameter space, man, or something. And see what happens. Yeah, pretty much.
Mm, this is
sentences to what I'm done.
It doesn't matter, you need to write the sentences first as well. I mean, with the intention of.
Yeah, so.
I'm
Yeah.
done.
And
It's
also,
not.
sometimes it's a bit of a motivating factor too, when you write down words and get ideas and stuff.
Oh,
How about the underlying data for it? For the inverted file, how's that coming along?
Well, I still like struggling with Java stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's coming along.
I think I was wondering about that is how the credit so much better if case know how you could do the like from the extract words that you did, like also in extract timestamps or
Easy, yeah, just. Yeah, we're just when he pulls up the segments, part of that one of the attributes. If you do get attributes, call the method called get attributes. It returns a list of attributes. Search through those, and then it just you can that will tell you what attributes it's got, and then you can either do it automatically or you can just hard code and say, look, get me the timestamps. So you just say get attribute and put. I think the method's called get attribute, and just it's called start time and end time. And that'll tell you the start times and end times. I think it returns a double. Yeah, that's on the nom right elements. The object is a nom right element, I think. That should tell you what it is.
There is, but I haven't made a lot of changes to it, so I might just delete what I've done and copy it into yours, because I'm sure you've already made some changes already.
Not since you looked at
Oh, no, this is probably.
No. But
I thought you
I
said.
already did
Okay, oh, I see. Okay, I thought you said that you had written some things that maybe have caused some bugs and that you were going to switch those on and change them.
No.
All of their stuff up there. Actually, I'm going to try and minimize the amount of changes I make to browser anyways. Shouldn't be an issue. Actually, just to clarify, last week when we were talking about our search results, like if we have topics as well as transcripts as well as summaries, do we want separate result panes for each of those, or do we want them all in one pane with like an icon or a different color or something to indicate what type of result they are? So that when you click on that, it's going to go to the Like just if they check all three, say topics, summary, blah, 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 have three different windows come up, or three like
Well, at the moment, is there
sub-panes.
at the moment is there a window that comes up, or is there a second result pane, or is there does the window get
Well,
larger?
I thought what we started to discuss last week was to have it sort of on the same window, so it'll be on the search window, the bottom half of the search window. I don't know if we still want to keep it that way. That's what I was going to be working on. So it's just like you click those and just loads up, splits that thing into two or three, whatever it is, one, two, three, depending on which ones you check. And so if you want to do it that way, like it probably doesn't matter too much. Just trying to think if there's going to be any other issues down the road.
Well, have you confused me? Do you have three separate windows for the three separate different types of results? Okay, not three different. Okay, cool. Okay, right, yeah.
So it's just whether you click, topics and summaries,
Yeah.
or you want to search now, or probably two result panes.
Yeah. Or tabs or something.
Not really tabs.
I quite like the idea of
But then you can see all of them at the same time.
But
And it's
you
just
wouldn't
like.
want to compare the result, the topic, one topic result with one summary
Well,
result.
it's. No, but the thing is, if you're looking, if you check them both, you already see
Actually,
all the results.
Yeah, it's three
You
panes.
could get results for the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
And
so the summary and the topic and the information.
that's true.
Or we could just put them all into one result pane on the same window
I mean,
and just indicate.
you can order them by meeting, for example.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's the other thing, whether you want to have this
How to order.
reorder by
Yeah, well,
column
I
and
mean,
so on.
if
So that's another
that's
discussion.
in the
It's a lot
second
less.
step, the first question is, do we want to order them? How do we want to order them in the first place?
I think, yeah, probably by meeting makes more sense.
called a night text pane or something, isn't it? Is it? Text area or something like that. Yeah.
Nom
text area. Mostly things are called nom, yeah.
What's nom anyway?
Night object model, I think. Night object model, I think. That's what I think. But the removing the disfluencies, have you done anything with that yet? Anybody? Because I was wondering how we're gonna write it back to HTML. I mean XML. If we did the processing, writing it back to XML. Seems. There's a blob of text. Text file. It will very much limit what you can do with it if it's not an XML format. That's the problem. There is some bizarre method that puts things back into XML format.
Why do we want it in XML? I mean, I thought we just selectively write the XML that we've got.
What?
So as opposed to...
Oh, select what we want, just take bits of the XML, take certain segments.
Yeah. You can print out certain segments, the segments that we want, just selectively. At the moment, it prints out all of them.
Yeah, yeah. Certain segments. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
All
right.
Not store it at all,
okay. That.
Yeah, but
it says something different there. That's what.
Oh, right.
And written to a file in a comma directory so that it would ever be done. But that will mean that you can only do things on. Actually, no, because you can do things on word level. So, yeah, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
But it will.
Well, how would we display them? Like, would we take this one and just, you know, create a text file for this one?
It would just be a blurb, like a summary. It won't look like, it won't say speaker X says this, speaker Y says that, speaker Z says this. And yeah, then it will look ugly, probably, because it will look just black and white, unless you want it dark coloring. No, I think that's true.
I mean, these meetings are not endlessly long, it's just words, and to print all of them out selectively.
It does it on the fly anyway, doesn't it? So.
Yeah.
So then it just goes through and says, if this word equals that, don't print.
Yeah.
Just a bunch of if statements. Yeah, you probably could actually. That's probably not that more difficult. You just think fatten the code out a bit.
Yeah.
It would be the same thing.
You know, the good way of doing it, not together, is that if someone doesn't want to look at the you know, the chat file,
then they can. Yeah, exactly. Shouldn't they? It's just they're just be if statements, weren't they? They're very fast if statements, aren't they? This is loads of if statements. What's that? I wouldn't want to have to put it back into XML with Java. Even trying to read it in XML with Java was complicated enough. I gave up doing that completely and just defaulted back to Knight stuff because it was much easier. So if we can do it with Knight stuff, do it with Knight stuff, I think. Otherwise, it can be Java trying to do it. It was just so complicated. It was ridiculous. Couldn't believe it. You have to start defining object models like the Knight thing and getting all bizarre, weird things like that. It was mad. Expect it, will we? Yeah, it's after it's loaded it. It's just a for loop, really. It should be fine, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I included a future work in my own section, but I said what I've done so far and what I'm gonna do, and some issues. I think you lose the might lose a bit of continuity if you do that, though. That's what I was thinking. Sometimes it's easier to have the topic in its own intersections, if you see what I mean. So you talk about speaker characters and see what you've done. And goals or something bullet points, yeah. Because if you have a discursive thing here and then another discursive thing there, if they're not together, you lose a lot of the continuity, I think. So apart from that, yeah. Yeah. You stick it together, she'll shine it. Yeah. 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 Stevo.
Good job, you reminded me. Yeah.
Tough days are right, yeah. How much of a lie in here,